Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Carmen, what were you saying during the break about getting a massage? You want to get a massage?
I really want one, yeah. I was just sitting on my couch the other day, and I was just kind of, you know, like moving.
Rubbing yourself?
Yeah, always. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like stretching out and like getting to know my body a little.
I would like to do that.
Get to know your body.
Yeah. Yoga. And I was just like, you know what? And then I was watching a video on Facebook, and it was this guy, and the title was like, "Love what you do and do what you love." And it's this guy just going ham on a girl's backside, like massage-wise.
Oh, I would do that.
Yeah, but it's like oils, and he's like on top of her, like squatting and just like rubbing her butt.
Yeah.
But he was into it. And then I was like, you know what? I haven't got a massage. Last time I got a massage was 2 years ago for my birthday.
Is this spa music or?
Yeah,
or,
a little spa music.
Yeah. Sounds like aliens are coming.
Oh, this one. This one's called Happy Ending. Maybe that's
one.
Oh,
yeah,
put
that one on. Ming, 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 ming. Oh, that's much better.
Beautiful.
Carmen, did you get when we went to Safety Harbor Resort and Spa, did you get because I got a massage there and it was fantastic.
Okay, so I lied. So that was the last time I got a massage because I got like the body
by
wrap.
A guy or a girl?
Girl.
Did she rub your ass? Glutes? Your glutes?
She asked if I was uncomfortable, and I said, bro, go wherever your hands take you.
Oh, bro.
Did she go right in the crack?
She got, no.
Did she see your tattoo?
I think after I said that, I think she got a little uncomfortable. No.
Did she see the tattoo? No?
No.
Why wouldn't she?
Because I had the towel. You know what I mean? They cover that area specifically with a towel.
Carmen, if you were getting a massage.
Yeah.
And it's a plain Jane lady, and she's like 35. Okay. Plain Jane. Yeah. You're not attracted to her, but she's not ugly.
Well,
she's just a normal plain Jane.
Okay.
And she started rubbing, and she's like, is this okay? Is this okay? And she moves, and it's like, for real, okay? It's going on.
Yeah.
And she's like, is this okay? Would you let her just go?
I don't know. If she's just plain Jane, I don't know. Like, I would want to be I'm
all right. What if she was clearly a lesbian, but one that you were attracted to?
Yes.
And she started rubbing your thighs.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And really, like, rubbing them to where you felt massaged good. And she accidentally thumbed something and was like, I'm so sorry about that. And you were like, oh, it's no problem.
She started swiping left.
Yeah. Yeah. And right. Then she went back and did it again. And you were like, maybe she's not doing that by accident. And
I
then
flip
you
over.
Then you found yourself pushing down as she pushed up.
What's up?
Yeah,
where do I go get this massage?
Oh, man. Can I tell you how many women in our listening audience or massage therapist that in a non-sexual way are like, let me massage you. I would love to come in and massage you. I'll do it at the studio. I'll bring my table, wherever. And I'm like, do you realize what my number one fear is just to have a listener girl rubbing my hairy, naked body and then for me to get aroused in front of them? I can't have that.
A buddy of mine was engaged to a girl, and she was pretty. She was a pretty girl, and she had done like 9 other things. Then she decided, oh, I'm going to be a massage therapist.
Right.
I'm going to do that. So she was doing it and taking the class and doing the stuff, and she got so offended because every guy was like, huh, here, are you going to massage here? And I go, yeah. That's what every guy pretty much expects. You know, and that's going to happen. You realize that, especially a pretty girl giving massages.
Right. Some girl said to me that she knows the way to move the towel so that never interferes in anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they feel confident.
Yeah, but it's so creepy to be trying to rope them into that. You know what I mean? Like accidental.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry, my.
As she's massaging, you're going,
sorry, my little Marco got in the way. I don't know. I love to. I get so comfortable on a massage table that I can fall asleep before they even get in the room.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
I'm not a farter.
Carmen, what if it was a guy? What if it was a guy you're attracted to? You think you, whenever he meets you out front, you're like, oh man, this guy's massaging me. All right, and he starts doing that and gets a little closer, a little closer, a little closer. And then swipes right.
What's up?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if he's good, if I'm attracted to you and you're offering extra services, What's up? Let's do this.
That never works in reverse.
You never get a guy that would
never get a guy that would. No, there's never been a girl that just is.
But see,
Rob, what about you? If it's a guy and he's got abs and he's good looking, like he's a good looking guy,
and he's already got you in a state of euphoria from massaging you.
And he was.
I know this sounds weird, but I'd only be gay for pay. I gotta be honest with you.
What if he said
no charge? I'll do that, and it'll be no charge.
Massages are like $150 to $200.
Yeah, if he's gonna do that to me, and I get to save $200. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Oh my God. You need a raise.
I am financially.
He needs a raise, really?
He's gonna do
gay porn.
Easy.
Well, I would be a great bottom, I think, if I were to go into that line of industry.
Oh man,
I'd want to be the best that I can be.
I could probably get Hunter Vance to do a scene with you.
No, I don't. Why? Because
it's called Two Straight Guys. Maybe.
Yeah. Question mark.
Mm-hmm. Two straight guys. What would that cost?
What
if he was just going to go down on you?
No, the only reason why, I got to be honest, the only reason why I wouldn't is because I have kids. Otherwise, outside of that, I think I wouldn't be that opposed to doing something like that. I think I could be talked into for a low wage, too.
Get Silly on the phone.
You have a kid/girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Does that figure into it at all or no?
I think she would understand if I go, hey, by the way, I'm going to have to do this, but
Hunter Hayes was married.
Yeah, see?
You know?
So, Hunter Hayes is a country artist.
What if your girlfriend wants to bring another guy into your thing, and it's a guy that you're like, hey,
yeah,
you're
attracted to.
And she's like, I really want to do this, but I want you to be involved.
Yeah, he sings in a Springsteen tribute band called Thunder Road, and he plays the part of Max Weinberg. But he's a handsome young Max Weinberg.
No, because I've had that fantasy of having a guy involved, but not with me, with the other girl. And then there was an actual instance where that almost came true, and it got me so uncomfortable that I had to walk away.
If you have a fantasy where you want to watch another guy bang Kaylin, please let me know.
Oh, I will.
I'm there for you.
It's weird. I don't have that about her. I've had it about other sluts that I've dated in the past.
Oh,
but she's
God.
No, she's not a slut. So it's not like I look at her and think dirty sexual things are possible like that with her.
If you have a fantasy about Kaylin massaging a girl, let Carmen know.
I will.
Yeah. Please let Carmen let us all know.
They seem to be pretty nice at your birthday party.
Oh, I'm pretty sure
picked
Carmen
up on that.
Could turn Kaylin.
If
Carmen wanted to, she could steal my girlfriend. Away from me.
Right, we're done with massage music.
Not about it. No.
Yeah, or was that putting everybody in a good mood?
Get some porno music on. No, I have real stiffness in my back today, and I'm like, how can we get this going right now?
Let's go get massages.
No, I can't.
We could be like at the poker blackjack table where the massage, we could just have her come in while we're on air.
I could never relax during that.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And I've seen girls just elbowing guys in the spine at the blackjack table, and I'm like, how could you be enjoying that?
Ah! Yeah. Hit me. Yeah.
Dollar a minute.
Speaking of Max Weinberg, did you know his son is the drummer for Slipknot now?
You know.
Jay Weinberg,
I think I did know that.
Yeah.
What can we do, Carmen? Where can we go? Safety Harbor?
Yeah.
Why don't we start small? Why don't we start at some Asian place that has no sign, and we'll see what happens?
Like the nail place next
door? No. It's like it's between a Chinese restaurant and a nail place, and you're like, what's this door? And they go, you go.
It's down a back alley.
Yeah, and it looks terrible. You go inside, and it's like a wonderful Chinese restaurant lobby without the food.
No one speaks
bonsai
English.
Tree.
Yeah, it's one of those divider things that they have in the room.
Listen, I'm in.
With ancient samurai pictures on them. There's one of those cats that's waving the arm constantly.
Right,
and some weird candies in a dish that you've never seen before.
Someplace you never want to turn a black light on.
there's a Buddha with water coming out.
Yeah, and you walk in there, and you know you're in the right spot because right away there's just soft Japanese music going on. That's when you know it's the Carmen, we gotta do this.
Oh man, let's do it.
I'm confused as to what you're looking for. You just looking for a massage, or are you looking for massage and some?
Oh, I'm not looking for anything.
If it happens though, why are you trying to see block
right
now?
There's a list. There's actually a website. One of our listeners tweeted it a few days ago, and I got to go back and find it.
Oh, I know what it is because what's his name told us about it.
It's a place where they pinpoint which massage parlors
like
you can get
Tug Map or something,
and they actually rate
Tug Map.
They rate the establishment and they list how much a tug goes for. And I
don't like that. That's don't rat anybody out.
I don't want to know. Like, yeah. If they're doing it, I want to think I'm special.
That's what I'm saying, Carmen. I mean? Like when I used to go all the time to the places in Citrus Park, I'd come back and I'd talk about it on the air. And everybody would be like, did they do it? They do it. And I go, no. But she pinky swiped my sack by accident. Right. And it was awesome.
Next time it's on.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to go into a place knowing it's going to happen. Yeah. I want to be surprised by it.
Yeah. I want to be like on my back and then slowly get like my thighs being massaged. And then all of a sudden it slips. And then they wait for my reaction. If it's like, ooh.
Your reaction should be this. Okay, you ready?
Like, oh.
Like that.
No.
Like, do it. Let me hear you do it.
That sounds like she doesn't like you and won't go to prom with you.
Yeah.
No,
like
you guys said, I'm not sexy with my ugh. Yeah. To Carmen, do it. Close your eyes and pretend she's rubbing your thigh and she got so into it she accidentally touched something else. Yeah. Winner. That's
and
it.
And then you poke the butt out just a little bit so you know.
No, you'd be pushing forward.
No, you don't push it forward because that's pulling away. You push it back.
Okay, push it back.
You do the crybaby.
Do you want me to give you the name of the website?
Are you on tugmap.com?
I don't want to give it out because then what if like the cops are listening and they bust
really?
It?
Really? You think the cops don't know about it if it exists?
Then thank you to...
You think cops aren't going there on their off duty?
Thanks to Randy Allen, who's married, so I don't know why he's sending this.
Oh,
Randy
Allen.
Why are you calling him out, Rob?
He just took your website down.
Rob, this is where he's getting his t-shirt money from?
Rubmaps.com.
Rubmaps. That's the one that Red Band told us about. When he was in the studio.
Yeah, what do you guys just sit and talk about this all day?
We're on the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He asked us if there's any massage places. I go, why don't you go down Kennedy? There's 50 of them. And he's like, yeah, I got to check that out on Tug Maps or whatever it is. Rubtug.com. What is it?
Rub-a-dub-tug.
Accidentaltouch.com.
Rubmaps.com.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun day today.
That should be we'reopen.com because it's just a we're open sign.
Mm-hmm.
Where fantasy meets reality.
Oh.
And was going to say, and after we go get our massages, you can come with me to Bradenton to Motor Sports Park to watch races.
I would turn down a happy ending massage with you so that if I didn't have to go there.
That was such a great segue.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. So after we're done with our massages, you could get exhaust blown in your face for 3 hours.
I'm going to be there from 3 to 5 today, so come say hi.
So we'd have to go quick for our massage.
Yeah.
Why don't we just go in my office and rub each other? See what happens.
You got oils?
Mm-hmm.
I think we actually do from the Todd from last week's party.
Mike Caldicciolo.
Hey, Mike. Chuck, how you doing?
Good, Chuck. What's happening?
Good. Funny was massage. About 20 years ago, I did a reversal where I offered the girl to give her the massage and then, you know, did the deed.
Was it like an Asian place or like a...
It was like an Asian place.
Yeah. And she liked that? She said, okay, you flip a flip.
Yeah, well, she didn't care. I mean, we're paying for it, so I guess it was,
flip, we flip.
Yeah, I don't want to go. I'm not putting any extra effort into it. Like, I'm not massaging.
He's like Harry from Dumb and Dumber, and he put the outfit on and everything.
Yeah.
Carmen, question.
Yes.
Would you, sometime next week, come in here, listen to me, blindfold, let each one of us give you a couple-minute massage and rate who gave the best massage.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we should wait till next week. We can do the next break. I'm ready. I got my fingers of gold. I've been ready. Hold on.
We need a table.
I'm good. Yeah, we got a table right here. The one you cry babied on.
Get
on that couch over there.
We'll put you up on the bar top.
You know what I'm going to do?
It'll be like, what was the movie?
Coyote Ugly?
No.
With Jodie Foster?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Was what the one that was in Top Gun? What is the name of that movie?
With Kelly McGillis and Jodie Foster, The Accused.
The Accused. That's not funny.
Right.
Terrible.
I'd rather
Why would
be
you
like
say that, Rob?
Nell.
What?
I'm gonna go. There's all these people on hold that want to give us massages. They're all massage people.
Creeps.
I'm gonna pick one at random, and whoever it is, that's who I'll get my massage from. Go ahead. You're the lucky person.
Yes. I could give you guys a massage. I could come in next week. Or, Mike, you and Carmen can stop over at my house on your way home.
Carmen, let's do that today.
This option is way better.
I will go if you went with me, I would go to Crazy Patty's house for a massage today.
No, you wouldn't.
I absolutely would.
The nice thing about it is she actually uses Carmen's blood for your oil for massage. Yeah.
No.
Get my blood out of this, please.
Carmen, if you agreed to go, I would go to Crazy Patty's house for a massage and film it today.
Okay.
Patty.
No.
Yes.
Will you give me a happy ending? Patty.
Oh, she'll give me a crazy ending.
You want to hear that when that's going on?
I do.
Laughing?
Oh, I do. No. I want her to look at me all maniacal while she's...
Don't you hate when the massage therapist talks
yes.
to you?
Yes.
Yeah, like when they call.
Shut up.
Mine only yeah. goes, please help me. My family have been kidnapped.
Sometimes I hate when the lady talks to me when she's not even massaging me. Like you. I mean you. Stop talking.
Yeah.
Mine whispers in my ear, my whole family trapped in the trailer outside. Patty, me and Carmen come over. Yeah. Carmen goes first. And then she goes in your living room, watches TV, and then I go in. What do? Do I strip down naked?
Yeah, you strip down naked. We put a towel over your private.
Uh-huh. Mm. Who's we?
First we got to get permission from Amanda.
Why? I'm 44 years old. Do I go into a massage parlor? Do I need a permission slip?
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah, anyway. Go to your house. I'm naked in your bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what do? I lay down on the bed.
Lay down on the bed.
Face down or face up?
Face down.
What if I go, Patty, let's just cut to the chase here. Let's get to it.
That sounds disgusting, too.
And I got this nice,
Real quick, how did we go from Carmen doing the crybaby on a massage table with another girl to crazy Patty rubbing you down?
I went to random phone calls and people wanted to give us massages.
Gross.
So I'm laying on my back and you're massaging me with Todd oil.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden the towel begins to rise.
Yeah, I go from stem to stern.
What does that mean?
From the top of your head, I rub your head, your forehead, to relax every cell in your body. Oh, it feels so good.
Why, when you talk to you, sound like a ghost from a movie in the 30s? Oh, you're going to rattle chains where you're doing it? Yeah. All right, so you're massaging me from my head down to my sternum.
Yes, and then I put a nice warm towel on your back.
All right, but I'm already flipped. I'm on my back now. What are we doing here?
Okay, then I start again from your forehead down your nose, on your lips.
Don't touch my lips.
Sweet kisses.
No.
Oh, she's kissing you.
You're kissing me?
I'm kissing you.
No, you're not.
Oh, I bet you like that, don't you, big guy?
Towel went back down. Towel went back down.
Oh, she just ate some tuna.
On your big chest.
All right, now I'm getting back into it. Go ahead.
On your tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm rubbing you down there.
Yeah, like where? Like right on it?
Right around it.
Oh. You tease you.
Oh, and it feels so good, and you're just feeling like you're in heaven.
I am in heaven. I'm in heaven.
Or a dungeon.
So Patty, at this point now, the towel just starts rising and rising.
Oh, Michael. Oh, Michael.
You sound like my grandmother.
Michael, why is your towel rising?
So what do you do, Patty? Do you take the towel off and you just rub the towel for a little while or what?
Oh, God, I don't know, Mike.
Oh, man.
I haven't had sex in so long. I would
You would what? You would try to ride it out like you're busting a Bronco?
Oh, you never know.
Oh, I do know. It ain't happening. Carmen, scratch our plans. I'm going to get raped by crazy Patty.
I'm out.
Oh, Carmen, come on. I would give you a nice, relaxing massage, and I would kiss you, too.
Oh! Please don't.
All right, I'm out. Thank you, Patty.
Oh, my God.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye.
So my buddy, Kevin, went to get a massage, and it was, like, at a lady's house.
Yeah,
and
I've done that.
And he said, like, her, like, teenage daughter, she was, like, 18 or something, was there, and then she left, and he said the daughter was hot. The lady was, like, okay, but good body and stuff. And he lay down, and she's doing the stuff, and then he flips over, and she's rubbing, and he said he was just, like, ready to go type of thing. And she didn't take the towel off, and he was like, you mind if I take the towel off? And she goes, no, that's fine. And he takes it off, and he's just like, wah, just like, right? And he said she just massaged all around Didn't touch him at all. And then whenever he was leaving, she's like, I felt like we really had a connection. I hope you come back. And he's like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Was the daughter just sitting there?
No, the daughter left. The daughter left. But he said the daughter is hot. And he was like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, I've gotten a legit massage in somebody's house, like from a massage therapist.
I don't like them coming to my house.
No, it was somebody that was recommended by somebody else. I had real bad back pain, and there was like, she was not attractive whatsoever. Yeah. But she has a table, and she's got a room all set up like that.
I think I've gotten a massage like twice in my life.
Oh, I'm down, dude. Sometimes you leave there, and you feel sore, but then the next day, it's like so much better.
Yeah.
The only ones I've ever done besides the one at Safety Harbor were the guys in the mall, like the Chinese guys that have the things laid out, which those are great for about the first 5 minutes after you're done. But after that, you don't feel it anymore. It goes back to whatever normal feeling you had before.
See, this lady that my dad used to go to church with had the hots for my dad. And that's what she did like on the side. And she had like a folding chair. So she would come over to the house and then give him massages.
Yeah, in the chair.
In the chair. Yeah. No. She was a porker. My dad doesn't like daddies.
I was just kidding before. I will now go to the phone lines and whoever I pick, any of these massage people.
Okay.
I will let them do it today.
Stop.
Mike Caldishell, you are the lucky one.
Me?
No.
He's going to give you belly kisses,
not
too.
Not him. Let me try one more time. I'll just pick another phone call at random. Okay, you're the lucky massage therapist.
And I'm good at it. My fingers are magic.
Oh, he's going to play Eruption on you.
No way.
Something erupt.
Fingers are massive.
Magic.
I think is what he said. What if he put on Eruption and he put his finger on your back and he went, that might be fantastic.
Yeah, on your back.
Yeah, I'm not playing that game anymore. Carmen, it's just me and you.
Okay, deal with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carmen, I would give you, we could do a mutual massage. I would give you kisses on your belly.
Next week, we'll bring in a massage table, blindfold Carmen. We each get 2 minutes on the clock.
I'm going to tell you, I'm out. I don't like to massage people.
What? Okay.
I don't want to. I think it would bother. Okay. I mean, I'll do it for the bit, but I'm not getting anything out of it. I have no interest in. Like, if my wife was like, can you rub my shoulders? I go, ugh, come on.
You know what my wife always wants me to do? Brush her hair.
Yeah.
Well, I would do that.
I go, what are you, My Little Pony?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
I would do that.
She used to force my son to do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like Norman Bates and his mother?
I know. He's old enough now where he's like, brush your own hair, weirdo.
Oh, I think that's sexy. I would do that. Good. Yeah.
You would brush a woman's hair?
I would brush my wife's hair. Yeah,
I don't know if I would brush Caitlin's hair. She asked if like her.
I'd brush Caitlin's hair too.
If her hands were broken and she needed help, I go, yeah. But otherwise,
if her hands are broken,
yeah,
that's the only way it's happening.
Otherwise, what am I gonna do? Like, I don't brush my own hair. I barely have any.
Yeah, no. I would be down. I would be down with doing that for sure. Especially if she wasn't wearing a shirt and I just brushed her hair.
I'll let her know.
Not Caitlin. I'm talking about like my wife. Yeah. Like my wife's got long hair, so I'd be totally into that. I just don't want to do any work. Like I don't want to. Massaging is, if it's not leading to sex, you're massaging somebody and you're doing the massage, it's boring.
Yeah, but who knows? This could. She's blindfolded and now willing to let four dudes around her. That's the start of every porno almost. Yeah.
Carmen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm afraid to rub anything against you. It's just going to be a violation.
What?
Because I'll be, even if I'm just rubbing your back at the same time,
I'll sign a waiver.
I'll keep my shirt on.
By the way,
I'm out.
My wife never wants me to brush her hair anymore because the last time I did that, I just went like this. I spit in my hand and I put her over to the side like a little kid.
Like alfalfa.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.